This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I think he's an exciting young prospect. I think he's a really, really good young player, developmental guy. And I think he's, you know, obviously, like a lot of our young players, they have their ups and downs and their growing pains. But I think his future is very bright. We've seen guys like him, you know, have their moments and then end up being really, really good players. And I would expect that. This guy's young, very athletic. He can run. He's very explosive. He has a huge care factor. And it's our job to get that out of him. And I think we will.
Eric DaCosta talking about Trenton Simpson, who was given the role last year when Patrick Queen left as the linebacker next to Roquan Smith. And we thought, and Bobby DePaul even thought, Trenton Simpson would be a roaring success. Well, it didn't work out that way to the point that he got benched during the season. They've been telling people, the Ravens, even John Harbaugh at the meetings a couple weeks ago, was like, "I'm Trenton Simpson's the guy. We're fine, an inside linebacker." Are you buying what they're selling? Should they be looking for an inside linebacker?
I'm buying that he's not a sunk cost, that they're still clay to mold, and I'm buying that he could still contribute outside of special teams. I'm not buying him as a three-down linebacker. I'm not buying him as the absolute guy who should be given first dibs again to be the Batman to Roquan, or the Robin to Roquan's Batman. And I'm not buying that he's not going to have way more intense competition for that job this year. It was basically a lost season for him. Now, do I put some of it on a coaching staff? I do. They didn't handle the coaching staff thing ideally. They've blown up their secondary. Like, as good as this defense has been, correct me if I'm wrong, they're firing linebacker coaches and they're firing secondary coaches,
they did.
Right? And the linebackers are obviously coached by the linebacker coach, and the linebackers are also a part of the secondary. So I think there's a macro view to take of this, saying that holistically, collectively, maybe they let some of these players down. Certainly they let some of these players down. And it wasn't the best and brightest coaching staff that we've ever seen under Harbs. I think they've righted a lot of that.
Well, they realize
so it's going to take away some of, you know, hopefully take away some of those situations and excuses. But this is a team that has had linebackers as the face of the franchise, and this is a team that has had their lesser linebackers go elsewhere for big money, and they've had their face of the franchise linebackers go elsewhere for more money. Why? Because they think they can keep finding them. And you know what? They usually do. So with 11 draft picks, all that draft capital, in a defense that's better defensively than offensively, and the Ravens are stacked better offensively than defensively, so what does that mean? These defensive players are going to fall to them because they're not worried about the offensive players. And a lot of teams want to grab the best offensive players first because there's not that many of them. There isn't the depth and there isn't the quality. That pushes players down. So, yeah, I think they're going to take a linebacker. I think they could take a linebacker really quickly. And I know everyone talks about Jihad Campbell at Alabama. And I frankly think Draft Pick Nation has him a little bit, or Mock Draft Nation maybe has him a little bit inflated. I'm saying him in top 10s in some of these mock drafts. I don't get the sense from NFL evaluators I talked to that he's truly a top 10 pick. But I can tell you that our guy, Bobby D, mm-hmm. who was an all ACC linebacker at Maryland under Bobby Ross, who coached linebackers at Cincinnati and has drafted great linebackers, was a part of drafting Brian Urlacher in Chicago. Yeah. Butkus Voter watches every linebacker in the country. He loves the kid from UCLA way more than Jihad Campbell.
Really?
Carson Schweissinger is his number one linebacker. He loves his instincts. He thinks he would be an absolute beast from day one in this defense. He thinks pairing him with Roquan Smith would be pretty smart on their behalf. A lot of people have him as a mid to late second rounder. Bobby's got a first round grade on him. I'm not saying that I would take him at 28 or whatever, but like, that's like where they took Patrick Queen, who had a 1 year body of work. And we knew that year they were taking any one of those three linebackers.
Yes. But that year they weren't paying an inside linebacker $20 million per year.
And I don't want to talk too much about that inside linebacker, but if you look at his college, because we're going to talk about him more tomorrow as sort of the corollary to this, but that linebacker has got 1 year of real money left. Well, so,
This is the last year of fully guaranteed money going Roquan Smith's way. As far as Trenton Simpson, and he really flashed that final game of the regular season his rookie year, did really well during the offseason, training camp, even preseason. But the struggles, it looked like things were going too fast for him. And Roquan missing that Chargers game was a blessing in disguise for this team because it got Malik Harrison and Chris Board more involved. And that's when you saw...
When you say that out loud.
But it's true.
I get it, but true.
You saw his snaps diminish.
That can't happen two straight years.
Oh, no, it can. And that's why I was kind of surprised that John Harbaugh was saying that as of right now, Trenton Simpson is going to be an early down guy. And I'm not saying that Simpson is this sunk cost and maybe he could take a next step in 2025, but he needs competition. And I think the other question is, and you've brought this up in the past too, Jason, if they do end up bringing in Justin Simmons or someone through the draft safety-wise or invest really in the secondary as a whole, how much are they using a second inside linebacker next year?
Well, if you get this kid from UCLA, I think you're using... Then I think you're saying, well, we don't need as much on the edge because this kid's not coming off the field.
You got 2-3 down linebackers.
It depends how you want to... And
peel
again,
the onion.
That's literally, with where they're picking, those are the kinds of decisions that they're going to be making more or less on the clock, because there's going to be multiple guys there who fit their defense, multiple guys there who they like at different position groups. I'd be shocked if there's not, whether it's a couple of D tackles, a couple of linebackers, a couple of corners, and they're going to have to try to assess the present day value, the future value, and then what's going to happen the next 28 picks behind them until they get close to coming up again, and which of those guys they pass on now might still be there. They're pretty good at it. I just think it's something that hasn't really been talked about in connection to them. And like, again, I was looking at some of the prop markets and like, I think I got it at like plus 3,000 Ravens to draft a linebacker, like 300-1. Like
for their first round
pick. Yeah. So, first pick linebacker. Yeah. You know why? Because like, and I played it and I didn't even play it so much for 27, but what if somebody moves to get Jack? What if there's 5 D tackles that they like on the board and somebody picking at the top of the second round moves there to take Jackson Dart, and now they move back into the second round and there's a linebacker who they would have taken at 28 who's still there?
So I'm just looking at one service, and they've got Carson Schweissinger ranked as the 68th overall prospect. I wonder, sometimes we see him, Pete Prisco referenced this yesterday, do teams like this kid more than the mocks? Is it possible?
I think people who know what they're looking at do.
Yeah, because Bobby D gave him a first round grade, correct? Yes. So I guess I'm asking, is it possible?
Like he's a modern linebacker who can cover his ass off. Yeah. Which I mean, I feel like they've been looking for that forever.
Yes, they have. Is he a guy that slips to the second round?
Because I don't even know if it's slipping. I mean,
Well, I'm saying based on Bobby D giving first-round grade, does he end up getting drafted in the second round?
I think he probably gets drafted in the second round. But depending on what they do or don't do in the first round or how they might want to move around, like, I think it's a name we should be on people's radars around here.
It's an interesting name, and that kid is he's a stud. Now, UCLA was... You know, they're sort of in flux because they moved to the Big Ten. How often do people around here watch UCLA this year? I don't know. But, yeah, the kid can play some football. It's a very interesting name. And you said Bobby Dee likes him more than Jihad Campbell?
Yes. He thinks Jihad Campbell is highly overrated. Jihad Campbell also has a shoulder that has some teams more scared than others.
Doesn't every linebacker that comes out of Alabama come in hurt? Now I know it's not
Saban anymore.
It seemed that was a history. Remember Reuben
Foster?
Reuben Foster.
Well, he had a lot of issues.
Yes, he did.
I mean, coming into the league injured turned out to be
the least of his problems.
That was a wart. Yeah. That was a pimple.
Coming up next, and by the way, coming up at 3:30, we'll get our best bets with our buddy Tim Murray from VEASAN. But next, we go back to baseball and recap an interesting week, interesting series between the Blue Jays and Red Sox. Also, Tigers and Yankees playing in the cold in Detroit. It's our Twib Notes next here on The Fan.
Springer lifts one left center field. Well hit. And gone! Springer has hit it out. His second of the season, and the Blue Jays have the first run of the ball game.
We did a good job, you know, tough conditions. George hits a homer, then we don't make plays, and that was it. But, you know, he did more than enough. Yeah, did a good job.
Sportsnet Toronto on the call, and then you heard Alex Coro on Garrett Crochet's night, and Blue Jays take the last two in this series, and they're now in first place in the AL East half game.
Looked like a pretty janky ball club when we were there to start the season, and they probably still are. It's interesting, you know, like Vladdy hasn't really gotten going. Bichette hasn't really gotten going. Springer, absolutely going. Tony Tater's very slow start, but he's always a slow start.
He always starts.
You know,
and how about blast from the past, Easton Lucas, who you might recall from the Fuji trade.
Yes.
Going into Fenway. 5 2/3. I think like 2 hits, 8 punchies, no earned.
Shoved.
And he was good in the pen before that. Yeah, I don't buy Toronto, but that's also a team that really needed a decent start, right? The manager's been on the hot seat forever. And the Red Sox, like, I'm a little surprised they didn't beat up on Toronto pitching at home in this series and eat cold weather or not. I mean, they just destroyed the Cardinals. And we saw what they did to the O's, so.
You okay?
He's getting choked up.
Yeah.
Choked Easton up over
Lucas,
the Blue.
Really?
Easton Lucas.
Dude, I had to watch a lot. I saw I saw my share of Easton Lucas. Yeah. Don't you dare let him become a thing for the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Don't let the other side of the Fuji trade become a thing.
Yeah.
I dare you. I dare you, Toronto, to develop Easton Lucas so I can have one more reason to hate these people.
Are you buying Springer's start? He looked beyond washed last year.
I mean, I'm wondering if like he recommitted himself in the offseason. I mean, it's not like
he's back in the lab.
It's not like he's being protected in that lineup right now. Yeah. It's like him and Alejandro Kirk who seem to get their clutch hits.
Before we get to the Yankees, the AL East is fascinating to look at because first and last place are separated by 2 games, and the Rays are in last place and they've lost 5 in a row.
Now, they're in the middle of 13 straight at home because their schedule is really crazy because, obviously, it rains a lot in Florida. It gets really hot in Florida. They're not in a dome anymore. They had to adjust to, you know, reconfiguring Steinbrenner Field down there in a double-A stadium in Tampa for them. So I think they're home for 13 in a row, and then they're, like, on the road forever. It's going to be – dude – It's going to be tough for them.
Yeah.
They don't hit the ball. Like, McClanahan getting hurt? Are you kidding me? I don't know. Junior Caminero finally hit a home run yesterday, so that was big news for them. Look, I think Ryan Pepiot is a good pitcher. I think Taj Bradley's a good pitcher. I think Littell is a serviceable pitcher. The bullpen is still good, but it doesn't look infallible like it has in years past. I just don't know where their runs are going to come from.
Yankees are in Detroit playing the Tigers, playing all day games because of the weather in Detroit. And let's update you on what's happening out there.
That is a high fly ball right field side, way back there. Judge can only watch.
Gary Carpenter guides it out of here.
I mean, just, you know, obviously they stung some balls against him. You know, it's imperative that he really commands all of it. He's got to have that elite command. He doesn't have a lot of margin, and that's what he's done a good job of. And I felt like even at times today did a nice job with that. You know, handled the top of the lineup today pretty well. But he's got to be near the edges with that. You know, the split change and the slider, and then strategically moving in the sinker and the four seam.
FanDuel Sports Network on the call of Kerry Carpenter's home run, and then Aaron Boone talking about Hector Carrasco's day. And the Yankees have lost the first two games in Detroit. They're winning today 2-0, but they've lost three in a row. And Tigers, they were hitting Yankees pitching the last couple days.
Yeah. Yankees part of it. Look, Cookie Carrasco is not good. Will Warren has not looked good.
Rodon,
again, he's good like one of every 3 years, and he's good when he's your glorified four. When he's your two, that usually doesn't bring out the best in him. Max Fried's good, but Max Fried tends to break down, and Stroman sucks. So, I mean, that's where they are pitching-wise. It's not great, and the torpedo bats cooled off in Pittsburgh at the end of that series, and certainly in Detroit it's been really cold. That's why they've been playing all these games during the day. They haven't hit. And today, General Soreness shoved it down their throat. Now they're up 2-0. I'll say this about the Tigers, man. And, you know, I picked them to win. We talked about it a lot here. I go get the Tigers to win the AL Central. Like, I love that as a futures bet. Talked about it a lot on Sportsline. And we know they can pitch. And we know the bullpen is nasty. And they're very creative with how they use it. Like, when does Kerry Carpenter get to play every day? Like, I feel like they treat Kerry Carpenter the way the Orioles treat some of their young guys. Dude, lefty, righty, ambidextrous, amphibious, Kerry Carpenter can hit for me. He doesn't get in the lineup as much for them as I think he should, but when he's in there, he destroys the balls. Spencer Torkelson you talked about Springer, Turner. What Spencer Torkelson got sent down to the minors multiple times last year. He was a 1-1. Like, Spencer Torkelson is destroying the ball. Riley Green is a perennial all-star type player. They mix and match their platoons really well. And they're a pretty athletic team. Like, I think the Tigers are winning that division, and I don't even know that it's going to be all that close.
Well, looking at the AL East, just with how bunched together it is, and just talking about the Yankees and their starting pitching woes, they're 26th in starter ERA. What is the ceiling for this division right now? We have Bob Nightingale on saying maybe it's not the AL Beast.
Well, I think Craig Breslow has set himself apart as the most aggressive GM in this division. I mean, Cashman, I mean, they let Soto walk, and they decided, well, Goldie Goldschmidt and whatever else will be okay.
Bellinger.
Bellinger
got sick on some chicken wings.
I don't think Boston's done by a long shot, and I'm even after the Crochet trade, Boston's farm system is ridiculous.
It's like where the Orioles were a few years ago.
And so is Detroit's. Yeah, but I think it's good. It might be a little more real.
Well,
I think it might be even a little more real.
I think more to the point, whether it's more real or not, they're going to use it to get assets while the Orioles sit on
everybody. They're going to use it like it's more real.
Yeah, yeah.
So I look at the confluence of these events and what Roman Anthony's doing right away at AAA, and Marcelo Mayer, if he could stay healthy for 3 months in a row and play a solid shortstop, what they could fetch for him. Like, they're pot committed now. There's no going back. So I still think Boston's the team to beat in this division.
Inside Access here on a hump day Wednesday. Coming up next, it's Jason's favorite time of year. The Masters begin tomorrow, and Jason loves his major golf tournaments. We'll get our best bets with our guy Tim Murray from VSiN next here on The Fan.
Scared me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Orioles and Diamondbacks about to start the rubber match of their three-game series. We will keep you updated as it goes, but time to get our best bets to Wednesday. Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we talk to our friend Tim Murray from VSiN. And Tim, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. I do want to start, and we'll get to the Masters, I'm sure, eventually, but it was just tweeted out earlier today that the Terps, Buzz Williams fighting Terps, are going to be playing in something called the Players Era Festival in your hometown of Las Vegas.
Well, my hometown.
Where you reside. Still
a Marylander at heart here, ladies and gentlemen.
Where you pay your taxes.
That is true. We don't have state tax here.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Yes, the Players Era was the NIL tournament that took place out here in Vegas. It was the site of Houston's really worst stretch of the season. They lost two games out here in Las Vegas. But, yeah, I'm excited, man. It's a growing tournament. I hope it doesn't – I'm a little nervous as a hoops junkie. You know, I hope it doesn't hurt. You know, the Maui Invitational and these tournaments that have been so important. But it is a loaded field. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's a pretty loaded field. So, I mean, I'm just wondering, I don't know what the budget's like over there, guys, but can we get a little live show? I mean, I could be your correspondent.
Ooh.
I mean, we
could figure this out there?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we use the VSiN studios?
Sure. Yeah, we can make that happen.
You got like right a side, now, you got a closet or something, a broom closet we could
stay in? Yeah.
So these are the teams right now. I guess you return if you were in it last year. So it's kind of interesting. But these are the teams involved right now in the Players: Alabama, Auburn, Baylor, Creighton, Gonzaga, Houston, Iowa State, Kansas, Michigan, Notre Dame, Oregon, Rutgers, San Diego State, St. Joe's, St. John's, Syracuse, Tennessee, and UNLV.
Jeez.
And now Maryland.
How long does this go on for?
2 months.
Well, they had well, you don't. Yeah, you're not out here playing all 15. Yeah.
Is it a round robin?
Yeah.
I think. Well, the way they did it last year was they had. I think you played 3 games out here. You played 2 games in your little pod, and then they crossed over. You know, the pods of who finished in first, who finished in second, third, and fourth. So there were 8 teams out here last year. I don't know what the structure is going to be like this year with 16 teams, but. Yeah, that's good for Maryland. I mean, it's NIL money that you certainly get to add there. But man, that is it's a loaded field that is building there. And who else is on the non-con? I saw what you're going to
Marquette,
Virginia is on the non-con.
Georgetown.
Oh, there we go. So, yeah.
Yeah, Willard scheduled that with his buddy from that used to be a Providence.
Ed Cooley.
Ed Cooley, and so now the Bald Rat is gone. So.
Oh, I do wish, I think it's VCU that has a stipulation. If you leave, you have to play at VCU. That's why we've had, I think, Texas.
They've got it written into the coaching contracts?
I believe so.
Awesome.
Double check me out there.
Like,
but,
as part of the buyout?
Yeah,
as part of the buyout. Because
did Shaka go there?
Shaka went back with Texas. Will Wade went back with LSU. I don't know if Mike Rhodes went back this year with Penn State. I don't think he did, but don't quote me on that. So,
holy moly.
Ryan Odom certainly could do it. How great would that be to bring Villanova to Maryland?
The atmosphere would be insane.
Yeah, that would be.
Our own Ben Hall would be there in a rat suit.
Well, Tim, the atmosphere in Dallas should be pretty cool as Luka Doncic is heading back. Are you playing any of Luka's props tonight?
So, look, I'll be honest. I'm kind of a man without a home right now, right? My college basketball season's over. College football's over. I got to start diving into the draft here, into JLC's territory there, see if we can get some money on the draft, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. I will just point out that Luka Doncic's over-under tonight is 30.5 points. So what is he going to do in his return to Dallas? Now, it is worth noting he did play against the Mavericks earlier after he was traded. I believe that was shortly after the Super Bowl. So February 25th, he played against the Mavericks, and he went 6 of 17 from the field at 19 points. Did have a triple-double, 19, 15, and 12. But as of lately, he's looked a little bit, you know, in better form. Earlier this week, he had 35 against the Pelicans. He had 30 in their win on Sunday against Oklahoma City. Also got ejected last night. So a little fresher maybe than the rest of his teammates as he returns there to Dallas. I feel like it's a sucker's bet, but I feel like he could only play the over here in this spot. So we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to get to the window there, but he did have a stretch in late March there when LeBron was sidelined, where he was dropping well over 30 points per game. So we'll see if that continues there. But, man, by the way, have you guys looked at the Western Conference? It's wild right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's wacky. You could go from 3 to 8 in like 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, if Minnesota doesn't historically collapse last night against the Milwaukee Bucks in a game where, you know, Houston is like, wow, man, that's a collapse there, guys. They would be at 47-32, but Clippers, Nuggets, Warriors, Grizzlies, 4 through 7, all at 47-32 right now. So a pretty wild stretch there in the Western Conference. So we'll see how it all plays out. By the way, Milwaukee, a 34-3 run last night.
Crazy.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, this is a weird week in the NBA. I would just say buyer beware. Any NBA, are you looking, because you're obviously looking at the standings, have you looked at NBA playoff futures at all? Are there any teams that you think are overvalued, undervalued?
I kind of want to see the bracket come out, JLC, because the one that interests me, and I know I'm, you know, not going on a limb here, is Golden State.
Yeah, I really like
the way that, I really like the way they're playing right now. I don't know. I mean, I think they could win the West. I mean, anything could happen. It was funny. I was talking to my wife the other day, and she was like, how long are the playoffs? I'm like, we're like 2 months. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, you got to win 16 games. She's like, oh my God. But I'll say if the Warriors land, they could get the 3, but if they're the 6, if they're on the opposite side of the bracket of OKC, I'll tell you what, the 7 is really going to be fascinating, because Houston, obviously they've had a really impressive season, but you know, if that seven is, let's say, the Clippers or Golden State.
You buying the Clippers? They're playing good ball.
I am buying the Clippers. Yeah. I'm buying the Clippers. I'm buying the Warriors. Look, the Lakers have two superstars, obviously, and, you know, Austin Reeves is playing incredible basketball right now. The rim protection certainly worries me. I just think with the Western Conference, and I'm not ready to crown the Thunder just yet, but every time you try to knock them, those dudes just continue to exceed expectations there in OKC. But I think if whoever comes out in that 3-6, 2-7 range, I mean, outside of Houston, I think they're going to be too short of a price. I think there's going to be, you know, an interesting look at who it is. Now, do I trust Memphis? No. Do I trust Denver, especially with what just unfolded there? No. But if Golden State's over there, if the Clippers are over there.
I think the Clippers are the team. Clippers are shooting the hell out of the three ball, and they're not just a defensive team anymore now.
Kawhi's like, healthy.
They're like a top six. You look at the last 15 games, offensive rating, defensive rating, you look at the advanced numbers, like they're about as balanced as like Boston and OKC. Like they're an elite company there because Cleveland's defense has slipped. Kawhi is big time, and Zubats is a machine right now.
He was
so
incredible last
like,
night.
Like I think the like if I was throwing a dart at somebody to represent the West in the finals for value, I think it's the Clippers.
Yeah, and you could also look around too, and you can find, you know, to reach the Western Conference finals, right? You don't just have to bet them. I mean, that's the beauty of places like DraftKings and FanDuel. There's so many offerings out there. So, yeah, you don't have to just pick exactly, you know, to win the West, to win the championship. So, I think the Clippers and Warriors, to your point, JLC, are the two teams I'm kind of looking at if they come on the other side of the bracket of the Thunder.
I'm talking with Tim Murray. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Full disclosure, this is Jason's favorite weekend of the year. Tradition
Hello,
like
friends.
No other. It's the Masters.
I thought you meant under 13 youth baseball tournament.
Yes, in Cortland.
In Cortland, New York, outdoors, where it's going to be 38 and rainy all week. Yeah, let's go 6 hours north instead of 6 hours south.
Yeah, that
it's gonna
also. 90,
it's going to be 97 here this week. Here, so.
Dry heat. I'll take it.
Dry heat. So where? What do you like in the Masters?
I'm ready to get hurt. I'm ready to get hurt. My guy Rory, come on, baby. Eventually, he's got to win the Grand Slam, right? So you could find him as high as 7-1 out there. I think Rory has, you know, look, he's the second shortest odds out there. So I think Rory's one that I will add to the portfolio here. Look, I'll just be honest. I try to be as upfront as possible on when I'm betting sports. I just listen to smart people. We've got, in my opinion, one of the best golf handicappers out there in Wes Reynolds. He's already hit 4 outrights this year. He's remarkable. So a couple of guys that he's in on, he does like Rory, you know, top 5, I think, or top 10 is kind of minus 130. You know, it's almost like you're betting a normal game, right? Like for Rory to finish in the top 10. And then the other guy I think I'm going to take a shot on is Colin Morikawa. He's around like 16, 18 to 1 to win the whole thing. I'll probably have some top 10 on him. And then lastly, I got a text from somebody down in Augusta earlier in the week and just told me Max Homa has been playing like absolute garbage. So I took some Max Homa to miss the cut. So Homa to miss and Morikawa and Rory will be my two guys that I'm rolling with. And then a little JT. I know he's been kind of disappointing, but I'll take a little JT. I think top 20 out there is at minus 110. So I will venture and see how much pain I can take when it comes to the Masters. But it's always fun to have a little something in your back pocket there with the Masters.
Tim Murray, let the people know what's going on in VSiN.
All right, boy. Yeah, check me out on Saturday and Sunday mornings starting at 10 a.m. You can check out the Saturday show on Masson 2. And then tonight, you can catch us on VSiN Primetime at 7 p.m. And check us out on Sirius XM, channel 158.
Tim Murray, always great.
Thanks, buddy.
Week off next week. We'll talk to you in 2.
All right, boys. See ya.
Coming up next here on the program, by the way, Rita Hubbard's going to join us at 4. We'll talk some Orioles and Ravens as the draft is approaching with her. But coming up next, Charlie Morton was supposed to help settle down this pitching rotation through 3 starts. It's frankly been bad. What did we think of Charlie Morton last night? Any hope for him rebounding? We'll discuss next here on the Fan.
Early, and Charlie Morton has done that.
And a 4-pitch walk. Hit batter, walk, wild pitch, walk. 3-2 to Carroll. Sprayed to deep right field, and this game is tied. A curveball crushed, courtesy of Corbin Carroll. And we're 2-2 in the third. Another breaking ball. That one's left right down the middle. And the Diamondbacks are going to get their runs. Josh Naylor got one right in the hit me zone. And hit it, he did. Four straight and a 4-2 lead for Arizona.
Kevin Brown on Masson with the call. Hit, batter, walk, wild pitch, walk. That was the first inning after the Orioles had gotten two runs in the top of the first. And that's how it started for Charlie Morton. It never got a whole lot better. He finished with five innings, four hits, five walks. Did strike out four. Only, and I say only, gave up four runs. But this was, you're staying up late to watch baseball on the West Coast on a weeknight. This was a rough watch, watching Charlie Morton.
I think he's cooked. His curveball is a meatball. And he can't command it early in counts. He can't command it late in counts. And it's been center cut. And it's been just like, it's like a balloon right now. And it was one of the better pitches in baseball. And it's the whole, really, and if not the whole, certainly the primary, a huge reason why he was as effective as he was at age 40. But if there was going to be any regression in that pitch, then you were looking at a guy who doesn't belong in the major leagues. And through three starts, he doesn't belong in the major leagues. And his curveball last year had an expected batting average under 200, and it had a slug of 300. The league's batting 421 off the curve, and they're slugging 842 off of it. The home run by Carroll and the big double were both off the curveball, just like Boston did damage off the curveball, just like Toronto did damage off the curveball. And the fastball has played up a little bit, but it's still just at the end of the day a 94-mile-an-hour four-seamer with not a ton of movement. And so if that's the default, which I've been talking about, then they're going to start hitting that too. And that's going to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but like, you know, they're batting 417 off the sinker and slugging 750 off of that. When guys are 40 something years old, it tends to go all at once, Adam Wainwright. And, why they thought this guy was worth $14 million, I'll never know, but it's pretty much the same money they gave Kimbrel a year ago, right? So they found their starting version of Kimbrel in 25. Good on you, Mike Elias. You're consistent. Consistently bad.
And with Morton, really, he's lucky the night wasn't even worse. Because look at that first inning where you put the first three guys on and then Naylor ends up grounding into a double play, which helped you out tremendously, just giving up one earned run. And he had an opportunity to somewhat salvage that start in the fifth inning where you get the Pavin Smith ground rule double. There's two outs and then Naylor gets
he got ahead of Naylor too.
Yeah, and he gets a meatball and then he ends up driving in both of those runs. And it's just not competitive. It's not professional grade from Charlie Morton.
He's their third highest paid player. He is their number two starter.
And everything numbers-wise that you were talking about, that curveball, that's a big reason why ground ball percentage is way down for him. It's over almost 10% down year over year ground ball percentage, and the line drive percentage 10% up.
Well, and so the ground rule double saves him.
Yes, temporarily.
And then they also had, in that game, it could have been a lot worse, and we've pounded on the bad defense. So Jackson Holliday turns a great double play, awesome. And then at first base, the tag on
great
the
play.
Thrown behind the runner.
Yes.
Like, it should have been worse for Charlie Morton.
Yeah.
He's got a 9 ERA, and it actually flatters him.
Yeah, Charlie Morton, after yesterday's game, is sitting at 8.78.
He's got a 9 ERA, and it flatters him.
Meanwhile, the bullpen continues to throw zeros up there for now. Though they couldn't score another run. They got two of Merrill Kelly in the first, and it could have been a lot worse for Merrill Kelly.
Yes.
But Tyler O'Neill hit into a double play. They didn't get another hit until Cedric Mullins leadoff double. What was that? In the, seventh inning? They went hitless until the seventh inning.
Again, people want to tell you how great this offense is, and I tell you, watch them night in and night out, and there's no freaking way that you're going to convince me this is an elite offense. It is prone to long slumps. It is prone to reverting to sort of sophomoric approaches at the plate. It too young for its own good. It's lacking everyday bats. And Cedric Mullins is carrying them. That tells you all you really need to know. If Cedric Mullins isn't playing like Aaron Judge right now, what's their record?
Yeah, Cedric Mullins, two more hits, two more RBIs last night, and a heads-up tag to get that third run in the seventh inning.
Yeah, and things continue to get worse in terms of the starting rotation because Zach Eflin officially placed on the 15-day IL, and they're going with the extra bullpen arm and Colin Selby because just based off the off days, they aren't going to need that fifth starter until April 19th. But, Jason, I guess it's Brandon Young time?
Well, they brought up, so yeah, they got so many off days. Point, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think they just execute that as needed.
Yeah.
No sense. How you let him pitch again. Well, he'd be coming up again pretty soon.
Hey, Norfolk, Kyle Gibson's making a start in Norfolk tomorrow.
Yeah, because that's how you build a contending team.
That's what they do.
It's a youth movement.
He is younger than Charlie Morton. That is not arguable.
My guy, Mean Dean, pitched out of some trouble in the first inning.
Mean Dean gave up
one. It could have been way worse than that.
He gave up two singles to start the game. They had first and third, nobody out, and he only gave up one. That's a win. Orioles trail 1-0 after one inning. But coming up next, by the way, you guys are going to tune in 4:30 as Jerry Coleman makes his triumphant return to the program. But next, Rita Hubbard. We'll talk some O's, some Ravens, some nonsense. Rita, her weekly chat with us next here on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.